Okay. So you've got a number of categories.
I have eight.
Okay. So let's just do a walkthrough so that I get some understanding of these. Wherever you want to start, just tell me a little bit about each of these.
Starting with career, it's the work that I'm doing feeds back into my own personal and professional development, the work that I do with other people and everything else. Health is my own personal health. Relationships is my relationships with myself, my trust in myself, my relationships with family and clients. Money is money. Technical skills comes down to things like coaching expertise, my own energy work, workshop ability, and things like that. Time and management skills, I wasn't quite sure how to combine those two, but they're very important, obviously, because they underpin everything. Physical environment is my own personal office surroundings, the room that I do my energy work in, and also the areas, the venues for workshops. Right. That's very important, to have the right energy and air and light and stuff. Indeed. And satisfaction is a two-way street. It's for everybody. It's for myself and for my clients.
Okay.
What they get out of it and what I get out of it, and it's a win-win situation.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now Trudy's talked us round, so we get some idea of the particular categories. Now, interestingly, we can do this without knowing what a person's occupation is. Mm-hmm. And indeed, sometimes it's a very good discipline not to know what it is, because you don't come in with the preconceptions about what should be there. Anything strike you as we were doing this? Something struck me, which was, well, money is money. What can I say about that? And then down here, we've got time management skills. It's time / management skills. And you said, you know, you weren't quite sure how to put that in there. But there's something that's very important there.
Mm-hmm. I have a major issue around, I have had up to this point a major issue around time management skills.
Mm-hmm.
So
they've actually it's not been time / management, it's been time management.
It started off as management, but actually time management is a very integral part of management skills to me.
Right.
It's like keeping the books and stuff like that and just keeping the whole thing going, because if I don't have my time right, I can't be present, I can't be there for the client, and I can't actually keep the wheel going.
Okay. If I don't have my time right, I can't be present. Yeah. I can't be there. So we understand that you've got to be able to manage the time.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't just say time management. It didn't start off as time management. It started off as management skills. So we've got something in there which is, at this moment, still sort of unresolved to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It just flags it up.
Mm-hmm.
And money, what can you say about money? I mean,
I don't have enough and I like it.
Okay.
What you can say about money.
Right, okay. Now, that I think is very informative, and it's much clearer for me now about money. I don't have enough and I like it. Money is now much clearer to me than this one is, time / management. This is still kind of, what? I know what Trudy's saying, but it's like we sort of lumped it in a box here, and there's something still to happen, would be my hunch. Yeah. Money? Okay. Now, here's a judgment call. We could sort of go on about, so tell me more about time management. We could. It's probably a reasonable way of proceeding. I'm not going to. Because it's like going on about it too much, I think. I've already done one round, and you've been saying that, you know, well, these things are integral. If you can't manage your time, you can't manage the other aspects. Mm-hmm. So it's got enormous implications. Let's leave it, and we know there's a bit of haziness there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you would, Trudy, just, give us the scores and just draw the lines round.
Where I am right now, 10. 1, 9, 9, and 3. Physical environment. It's about a 3, 10.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bucket wheel.
Uh-huh. you got 10 for satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
But just think how much more out here it could be if I get these areas right.
Is it worth it?
Yep.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Just checking. I mean, because it's a, you know, it's a very serious consideration. If you get satisfaction is up there at 10, and you're saying, actually, I haven't got enough of this, and I want some more, and it's at 1, there is a question here about motivation, isn't there? So, satisfaction doesn't stop at 10?
No.
No? Uh-huh. Okay.
No.
So when you look at this...
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying. What's horrifying?
How unbalanced it is. Yes, there is a whole... This side, this quadrant here, this half here, is vibrant and glowing and fantastic. But how long, I am asking myself, how long can it stay like that if I don't do something about those? Mm-hmm. There's an immediate area for concern in those, for me, in those three areas there.
Okay. It's a very interesting thing that I think the truth is doing here. You actually have a graphic representation of it, and with that, other assessments become possible. For instance, you suddenly get this, great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long I can keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
With these. So you can start to actually play with the balance wheel. Yes.
Is it therefore unreasonable for a coach to say that there is incongruence between the satisfaction 10, yet money right at the opposite end of the scale, and yet obviously it is important, otherwise you wouldn't put it as one?
Question is it incongruent of a coach to point out
not
that?
To point out.
Oh, not to point out.
Can I answer that for a second?
Sure.
I was facetious when I said there, I haven't got enough and I like it. But money actually isn't a driving force with me.
Well, your rating implies that, you are dissatisfied in that category.
Now, notice what's happening now. Now you're introducing the notice of the notion of dissatisfaction with a number.
Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
Who's ranking? Yeah. Trudy's ranking. Mm-hmm. She's ranking on a basis of how much of this has she got? How is it in her life? But you're emphasizing dissatisfaction now. She hasn't talked about dissatisfaction. She's already said, because I agree, this is a very striking difference.
Yeah.
But is it a discrepancy? It's a difference, but is it a discrepancy? Which is why I said, so how come? And what we heard was, I like it and I haven't got enough of it. But, actually, it's not the driving force, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get this thing of, the coach needs to notice such discrepancies, but what do they mean? Coach can't know.
You've also got to suppress your own value judgments.
That's an interesting point. You've got to suppress your own value judgments. I don't know that you've got to suppress them. I think it's very useful to notice them, because if you don't notice them, they'll start sneaking out all over the place. But once you have noticed them, this is what we were saying yesterday. This is where the not knowing comes into play. It's like, yes, I have a value judgment, whatever it may be. I'll put that to one side. And now tell me about your model of the world. Because I have no idea. Until I understand how Trudy's thinking about this, how it's really put together. And as we ask Trudy, we get some very clear information about, yeah, I'd like more of that. But it really doesn't figure that much in what causes me to have satisfaction, or in other things either. I mean, is it the case, you know, let's look at these. Career 6, 1. What do we make of that? When you link it to satisfaction, you can start hypothesizing that career choices are not driven by financial reward here. You know, you can make a lot of hypotheses, mm-hmm. and we can check them out always, but we may not even need to start trying to figure it. Because there it is, and you just go, tell me more. And they do. That's the wonderful thing. They tell you more. And of course, as they tell me more, guess who else is listening?
Me.
Yes. Yeah. And very often, I think the client gets to hear their thinking for the first time.
Yeah.
That's one of the fabulous things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've been sort of pondering, well, all this has been going on. So where are we now?
This is stuff actually that I've been working on. Uh-huh. But it was more the personal wheel than the professional wheel.
Uh-huh.
I have actually got my steps and my commitments made, because this impacts on the health of all these.
I'm really interested, truly links it to what you were saying about your personal balance wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got, if you will, two wheels. It'd be kind of nice if they went along together as they're on the same vehicle. Yeah, and it sounds like they could.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would be the optimum, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got quite a lot of information here, and I'm going to come back to this bit that's like hazy for me, which is down here. Because mm-hmm. I noticed that management skills, that they became time/management mm-hmm. skills, they get a 3. So it's a fairly low scoring.
Yes.
What is it about management skills and time management skills and all of that?
I've managed to skim in the past, and I have not put work into keeping my, say, my books in order and keeping my time up to date and giving commitments to other people that I then can't keep up, which feeds back into a negative feedback talk.
Okay, let me stop you there. Just stop you there for a moment.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what Trudy's talking about? I have some inkling, but that's about all. So what I would do now is, we've got something here, and I'm going, yeah, this is kind of hazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. Because I can tease out some things from what Trudy's saying. So in the past, what is it you've done?
I have taken on too many commitments, and I haven't programmed my time properly.
Now, when you say haven't programmed your time properly,
I haven't assessed the amount of time that I have to work with, and I've promised people to do things for them, or I have taken on too many clients and not monitored the time that I actually have in the course of a day properly, so I'd end up feeling very tired and drained and still have to face into the same work the next day. Da, da, da. So what I would like to do is actually say stop. The first thing I actually know I have to do is program in time each day for myself,
okay.
Which I have already done anyway. I've programmed in time for myself each day.
Now you notice what Trudy keeps doing. This is a way of representing time. It's a way of spatially representing time, and it's a very interesting way of representing it, because it's a particular way of ordering it. This, technically speaking, and this is where NLP training becomes totally invaluable, is a through-time perspective. People who have a through-time way of organizing time have no problem scheduling. People who do not have this strategy will find that they're packing too much into the day, and they open their diary and they're horrified, you know, about what's in there and all the rest of it, and they can't understand how he got that way. And it's nothing to do with them, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a very in-time strategy. Now, without going into the NLP details of this, she basically says yes to more than she can possibly do. Is that right?
In the past, yeah.
In the past, yes, mm-hmm. indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So you've said yes too much in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a function of the way you've organized time, it seems.
It's a result of the way I haven't actually organized my time.
Now, and we're both saying the same thing,
uh-huh.
and we're both right. It is indeed a result of you not having organized your time,
mm-hmm.
because it is a result of the way you have organized your time. Both are true, aren't they? Because what you're mm-hmm. experiencing at the end of it is a lack of organizing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you think, oh, I can't believe it, this is happening yeah. again. And from where I am, I'd be able to say, in the past, you've been absolutely reliable in the way of organizing time, such that I would have been able to predict that you'd, you know, find yourself in this position where you're going, oh,
yep.
again.
Yep.
Which tells you there's a structure. Very consistent. So, what do we know? Too many commitments. You could just, on that basis, start recommending, well, cut them down. You completely miss the point. It's got nothing to do with how many commitments there are. It's everything to do with, apparently, how, now, I'll have to try and figure this so we say it both ways, how time is not organized.
And it also comes back to wanting to appear totally competent.
Totally competent and doing everything.
Being able to do everything that everybody asks me.
Oh, everything that everybody asks you.
No problem.
Now, you notice, totally competent so you can do everything that everybody asks you. I mean, you're going to be busy.
Oh,
holy moly.
That was a long time ago. That was that way.
So we've got too many commitments.
Yeah.
There would be too many commitments, wouldn't there? Mm. You want to be totally competent, and you want to do everything that everyone wants or asks. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you want to do something different.
Yep.
And I think in order to do something different, we've got to be really clear about what that is about. Because you notice how it started as management skills, and then we get time added in, kind of as an afterthought. Is that in keeping with what we're hearing? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it does repay some attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a very interesting coaching question that comes straight out of NLP. So what do you want?
Balance.
And if you had it, what would that be like?
I would feel energized.
Okay, now what's this? I ask you, what would it be like, and you...
It's a nice feeling.
This is how somebody gets to check out right now where they're heading, and they also get to know it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So you want balance,
mm-hmm.
and you want balance in this area,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to what it feels like for a moment.
It feels clear and clean.
Clear and clean.
And flowing.
Clear, clean and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you have this balance
mm-hmm.
in the area of, and I'm not sure what we should call this, what would you call it? This particular segment?
Management.
You'd call this management?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
To me it incorporates the time, the keeping up to date with records, the phone calls, the correspondence, the whole concept of us, and that gets behind. I just feel I'm draining myself.
Okay. So, if all those elements get taken care of, you're going to have balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have balance in this area, what will that do to the balance of the total?
It will allow me to flow more smoothly. I think also, in fact, I know that because I would be up to date with my record keeping and my time management, I'd be less worried about it and I'll have more energy to focus on my creativity, which will in turn focus more energy into the career and the money aspect, and the whole thing will just blossom.
But apart from that, it'll be pretty much the same.
Pretty okay. Pretty okay.
So, if you get balance here,
mm-hmm.
everything blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very health-promoting by the sounds of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lack of balance here is also debilitating, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of leverage, where's the leverage here? Clearly, this is a very significant place to intervene. It's at a 3 right now. Imagine what would happen if this went, say, from a 3 to a 5. What would that do to the overall balance, big
mm-hmm.
picture?
It would feed back into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And if this went from a 3 to a 7, what would that be like? Yeah, exactly. That's just what it would be like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I see with 7 is this change in physiology. Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't see it with 5. Did see it with 7. How about 6?
No.
No. Okay, but imagine 7, and what happens then? There you go, just checking.
Okay.
Totally consistent. Mm-hmm. You see how we have a fascinating kind of internal kinesthetic way of calibrating. And we don't know it. We don't register this stuff often.
Yeah.
But it's there. Now, supposing that we were able to move from a 3 to a 7, how would that be for you?
I would think I have an image in my head of just an eagle soaring.
Uh-huh. An eagle just soaring.
Mm-hmm. Just freedom. Everything is congruent and flowing.
Everything's congruent and flowing. This is very evocative language for something that's labeled time management. Or actually time slash management.
Irish.
Now, okay. We could do a whole bunch of things here. Mm-hmm. And let me just give you one example of how you could take this further. We've started to get some of the elements. There's too much of this. The time is not organized because it is organized in a certain way. And there's this unrealistic expectation about being totally everything to everyone all the time.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Which doesn't exist, but mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. Okay. What we could do is we could take that wedge, and then we could do this diagrammatically lots of ways, but one of the ways would be simply to say, okay, this is going to be our management balance wheel. We just take that whole piece and go, now, what are the components? Because what you were doing was starting to itemize them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We know there are a whole bunch of elements in here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, what have we got?
Time, accounts, marketing, client follow-up. They're the first ones to spring to mind.
And indeed, you know, they may be the only ones. I don't know. But we could do exactly the same thing. We could take a little bit of time to see, well, are there other factors here? And that would be partly probably you monitoring over a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you notice? Where is your attention drawn? Either things that you've done that mm-hmm. figure under this heading, or things that you haven't done that are causing you to go, oh, God, I know I should do that, but I just...
Yep.
And that they might then be categories.
Okay.
And we'd be able to do the balance wheel again, just to see, well, how do these get ranked? Because
mm-hmm.
you're going to be more at ease with some of these, or less mm-hmm. ill at ease with some of them mm-hmm. than others, you know, depending on how you put it. Mm-hmm. So we could actually start to tease out very specifically how to take next steps here.
Mm? When I looked at that first, I thought that money would be the first area that I should look at of concern. But in fact, when I had a chance to just look at the thing as a diagram, it's glaringly obvious to me that that is what underpins it. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
As an exercise in doing it, it was very powerful.
Now, I think it is for many people. And that reframe that happens where you go, oh, it's not that, even though I'd have thought it was, because it's the lowest number, therefore, it must be the place to start, does not follow. But what you're doing, connecting one with the other, just as you move back and forth just then, I think is probably highly accurate. Look at what we've got over here. One of the things we've got is accounts. Is that going to have any effect on money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. See, I suspect that actually, yes, anything that happens in this area of management is going to have a profound impact, mm-hmm. not least in the dimension of money. So we could go a lot of different ways with this. We could start fleshing these out. Let me show you something just as a final way of coming at this. Totally different, but quite connected. Given what Trudy was saying, too many commitments, how time is organized or isn't organized, and then you've got in the past to be totally everything. Here's a simple question, which is really just an intuition. It's not coming out of what she said explicitly. And it's, how are you with saying no?
Appalling in the past.
Okay, appalling in the past. Which kind of fits with what we've got here.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you with saying no now?
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
It's been a long, hard lesson.
See, in terms of management, I don't know if that merits a category, but something about being able to say no is clearly significant. Otherwise, you don't manage anything. You know, you just say yes, 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 yes. There's no way you can do everything. So then you don't do everything, possibly by default. And then you get to feel bad, you get to feel like you're not handling it, you're stressed by the overwhelm of it all. Whereas if you're able to say no, that doesn't arise. So it could be that part of management and the different segments relate to very particular changes that you've made that are highly significant. That might be one of them. You know, there could even be like the no segment. I know how to say no now.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
Good. Yes.
Thank you, sir. That was excellent. Thank you.
Pleasure. Okay, so this is how we can start to use what you've come up with, those categories. And again, you see, you can start from anywhere. Wherever you are is a very good place to begin from.